the rest of the story. Walter was almost 42 years old when Fort Sumter was attacked. Too old, really, to keep up with the young foot soldiers in the most rigorous, debilitating war in American history. But there was something that Walter could do, not only to serve the Union cause, but to relieve the suffering on both sides. He could visit and minister to the needs of wounded soldiers, blue and gray. When New York Hospital started filling up with troops following the 1861 Battle of Bull Run, Walter was there to greet them. Sunday afternoons and evenings at first, just talking and encouraging at first, but soon this well-dressed gentleman with a rosy complexion and smiling gray-blue eyes was spending more and more time with what he called my soldiers. And he was performing for them all sorts of considerate services. The medical staff, noting the beneficial effect of Walter's visits on their patients, appreciatively gave him free access to all of the wards, all of the offices, all of the examining rooms in the hospital. Throughout his experience there, doctors observed that his judgment and his tact were virtually infallible. December 1862. Walter traveled to see his own wounded brother George at his regiment's encampment near Falmouth, Virginia. Under a tree in front of the Army hospital there, Walter encountered a huge pile of amputated arms and legs. No, none of them belonged to his brother, and yet it was a sight that would haunt him for the rest of his life. After more than a week with the 51st Volunteers, during which time he nursed the ill and the injured, directed battlefield burials under a flag of truce, Walter went to Washington, and there he continued his mission of mercy. In the hospitals there and in outlying camps, he offered comfort and instruction, sometimes even medical treatment to the wounded. He read to them. He helped them write letters to worried loved ones back home. Despite his own meager financial resources, he often bought for them books and cookies and candy, sometimes clothing, anything that might delight or distract or keep warm the suffering, the frightened, and the lonely. And then one day the uncivil war was over. Through those terrible years, Walter had made more than 600 hospital visits and tours, many of them lasting several days and nights, had ministered to nearly 100,000 soldiers, Union and Confederate. The real war will never get into the books, he later said. That history has been too passionate, too incredible and sacred to be violated by telling. But the man you'll remember from now on as the male Florence Nightingale, Walter Whitman. That's right, the immortal American poet Walt Whitman. He would perplex future generations with these words from Song of Myself. He wrote, "I am the man, I suffered, I was there." Now you know what he meant. Now that you know the rest of the story.